This is Find It Becoming, a Vikings fanfic written by Queen Clue and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, contains the pairing Athelstan, Lagertha, Ragnar, Lothbrok, with additional tags for Tumblr prompt and alternate universe high school. Title nicked from E.E. Cummings. You and I wear the dangerous looseness of doom and find it becoming. Kidnapping exchange students was not in the plan, Rolla says, mostly bored, busy rifling through Mr. Haraldson's desk. Plans change, Ragnar says. He doesn't look away from the boy's terrified face, pinned between Ragnar's arm across his chest and the wall. He is pretty and doe-eyed, mouth trembling. Ragnar has noticed him before in the halls, has heard his silly foreign name before. Athelstan. First year on exchange from England. Does he even speak Norwegian? Floki asks, from his pot-muddled haze guarding the door. How could he tell on us? Of course he speaks our language, Ragnar murmurs, watching Athelstan's eyes follow his words. He's in your mathematics class. I won't tell, Athelstan breathes. I promise, please, just let me go. Found it, Rolla says, holding up the finals test key. Give me a sec to... He takes out his phone and starts snapping pictures. Brother, find a way to shut him up, or I will... I already promised! Shh, Ragnar tells him, combing a hand through his mess of unruly curls. Athelstan does go perfectly quiet, docile almost, watching Ragnar through eyes half-lidded, because Ragnar has tipped his head back. I think I'll keep him, Ragnar says, pleased with his decision before it even leaves his mouth. Rolla's glare is sharp. That's a horrible idea. I need someone to carry my books, Ragnar murmurs, ignoring his brother in favor of the way Athelstan's eyes show a spark of something delicious. Oh, Lagertha will love this one. Yes, he will do very well, I think. The end. Author's notes. Oh man, had way too much fun with this one. No promises, but I might come back to it. Maybe. Also, I did do a very little research, and while it's true most Vikings originated in what is now Sweden before expanding into Norway, I decided to lean toward Norwegian for the purposes of this short little ficlet because I have Norwegian friends who bias me.